Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Craig Pantanowitz. He's the national chair of the South African Zionist Federation, an organization involved in advocacy and outreach on behalf of Israel within South Africa. We wanted to discuss the challenging question of the role of South African medical professionals and humanitarian actors and the role that they play in politics as well as South African medical services. South Africa has a posture on the conflict, we know that, but does that give a license to medical professionals to behave as they wish? Craig, thank you for joining us. Thank you for speaking out. Just to begin, would you briefly outline the South African Zionist Federation's current priorities in respect of communication around the Gaza conflict?
Yes, so Howard, you know, there's no question since October the 7th, things have definitely heated up and we find ourselves in a far more volatile and aggressive social media and media environment. You know, that doesn't mean that we are not open to listening to other ideas and for freedom of speech, but I think that with the responsibility of freedom of speech comes ethical responsibility, and at certain points, organizations like the South African Zionist Federation need to take a stand and protect the rights of those being abused online, certainly by people who hold high office, who hold some serious titles in their names. And we believe that along with those credentials come responsibility.
So take us through this particular case in terms of this medical case.
Okay, so if I go back a little bit, Dr. Tlaleng Mofokeng, who is both a medical doctor in South Africa as well as a special rapporteur for the United Nations, made some very troubling remarks on social media, in her personal capacity, I might add, after a ceasefire was called between Israel and Hamas. And those specific tweets that went out, one was attacking Benjamin Netanyahu with some real profanity. And she also had a go at the director for Human Rights Watch at the United Nations, Hillel Nuer. And she was blatantly racist when she called him out. And we felt that as a medical doctor and somebody representing the United Nations, her remarks were completely out of line with what's reasonable and acceptable. She is a medical doctor, and along with being a medical doctor, we think that that comes with a high level of public trust. And we felt necessary at this point to write to the Health Professional Council and say that we don't agree with the type of language and the wording that was being used, Howard. And we basically complained not to limits freedom of speech, but to say that as a medical practitioner practicing as a doctor in South Africa, that level or that title as a doctor should come with some level of scrutiny in terms of what one says in their personal capacities. And we were very, very glad that the council, the HSBCSA, found for the South African Zionist Federation, and basically said that the language was absolutely unacceptable. And they fined the doctor. And that was where we find ourselves. I mean, it hasn't stopped there, Howard. There's still a lot of activity going on around this. We're waiting to hear if she appealed the ruling. But a number of other political parties and commentators have obviously jumped into the fray also.
But the message is very, very clear, is that you can't get away with spewing filth and hatred and divisiveness on social media without recourse. So I think that whether it is overturned or whether it is not overturned, the reality is nobody wants to go through that, and nobody wants to be a headline in that sense. meaning that no matter what the final outcome in terms of her, the message is very, very clear and the success is there. That don't think that people can just get away with being with saying whatever they want, thinking that you're protected because you are South African and it's cool to be able to say these things.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think we need to always stand firmly that the confusion of freedom of speech with the freedom from standards and ethics is not the same thing. And that as professionals, people need to be held to a higher standard. And yes, we feel vindicated that our complaint was well received and that we were rewarded with Dr. Tlaleng obviously being censured. And Howard, yes, I think even if there's an appeals process, the underlying reason why we went to them has definitely been worthwhile. And, you know, Howard, it goes even further than South Africa. You know, a UN rapporteur also has certain obligations, and the UN Code of Conduct requires all special rapporteurs to maintain restraint, integrity, and impartiality in all public communications. And that is what we're saying. We're not saying you don't have freedom of speech. We're saying you're a doctor, you're a UN rapporteur, and with that comes a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely, and the message is clear. We do need to leave it there. It is 8:32. Craig Pantanovitz talking to us about the action that was taken against the doctor and the outcome.